universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This morning, Tom called me rather early. I was kind of surprised. Usually he calls later because he sleeps in a lot. And he said, hey, let's do coffee. And I said, sure. It's Christmas Eve. Tom is a vet. He's going through a divorce. Doesn't have many friends. I'm one of his closest and only friends. I wanted to be there for him, but I also enjoy time with him. So we went to McDonald's, like we usually do, and ordered coffee and sat there for conversation. And while I was sitting there, I was listening to the people around me. Oh, there was the usual man there. He's from Bosnia, and his voice can give it away with his accent. He was talking about Santa Claus in the old country. The people behind me at the table were just talking about work that day. It was the gal at the register, though, that was I found rather interesting today. She said, so let me repeat your order after we had given it to her. She said, three cookies, two parfaits, and a decaf coffee. And I said, and a partridge in a pear tree. And it went flat. She didn't say anything. I thought, oh boy. I said, well, here's my money. And then she gave me the change. And I said, I suppose you've heard that before today, haven't you? She says, I don't know. I just want to finish work, go home, and rest. I'm tired, and I just want quiet. And I said, well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. Are you going to be going to church tomorrow? And she said, yeah. I said, that's good, because that's where we can hear about the real reason we celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Savior. I kind of had a feeling her life was harsh and difficult. All she wanted to do was to go home and rest and be quiet. But there she was, working. I think a lot of the world can be that way. Who knows? Maybe you are that way too. I heard a story just a bit ago about a Scottish preacher who in his early childhood was captured by the Nazis and put in a concentration camp. His name was, last name was MacDonald. And he was sleeping one day, as the story goes, and an American shook him awake and said, quick, quick, the Scotsman on the other side wants to talk to you. It's really important. There's barbed wire separating the American and the British camps. So he quick went there, and in Gaelic, the other man, McNeil, who was in contact with the BBC through the underground, said, they have come. They have come. See, this was June 1944. They have come meant that the Americans have come. They've successfully invaded Normandy, and they've got a foothold. They have come. So MacDonald, this later-to-be preacher, ran back, told all the people in his camp the news, and everyone was shouting and jumping for joy and rolling in the grass like little puppies, as it says, because that which was just a wish, a thought, in the recesses of their mind and the misery of their days, was now a reality. No, more than a hope. It was a certainty. They were coming. Everything now would change. Oh, they still had difficult days to face, and boy, they did. And I can't even imagine what that was like to be in a concentration camp. But for them, everything was different. They were redeemed. They were coming. That, I think, is really the message about Christmas. That's the good news. Emmanuel, Jesus has come. Oh, that which was wrong before Christmas Day will still be there and will still be fallen sinners. But things are different. They're different because he has come. Our ordinary days are no longer ordinary because we have hope of something very special. Because Christmas isn't just a one-day holiday that we celebrate and exchange gifts and good wishes. Not at all. And it's not just a long past event that we commemorate. Mm-mm. It is a long-lasting effect on our lives. In Galatians chapter 4, Paul wrote, in the fullness of time, God sent his Son to be born of a woman, to be born under the law, to redeem those under the law. He redeemed you and me so that in the fullness of his time, he may redeem us. And so in our time, whether it be dull or sharp, bland or exciting, painful or joyful, it's different because we know that he came and he loves us. So whether we're gathered with family and friends around a big table or are eating Christmas dinner alone or working the register at McDonald's, it's different because we now have God. We now have God. That's what Christmas is about. Not just the cradle, but the cross. That baby who was born, that innocent little baby, as we say, well, he grew up and remained innocent all his life. No greed, no covetousness, no hatred, no maliciousness, no manipulation of things. And though Jesus was this way, he faced the death of high crimes and misdemeanors galore. He was nailed to a cross and killed. So that you and I, who truly do have sin, just think of your heart, might be forgiven. He has come. Oh, that's why Christmas is special. Because it's not just about that day. It's about eternity. Because God, who came into time, brings us out of time into eternity. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus, that you did come and that you've changed our lives. And now as we face either the bland or the exciting, the painful or the joyful days, always remind us, Jesus, that you have come and that you have promised us much more, for you have redeemed us. And it's only a matter of time before you liberate us into eternity. We ask this in your name, Jesus. Amen. As always, I'd love to hear from you. By all means, write me. Tell me about your Christmas, whether it be bland or exciting. You can do so at dave.andrus, dave.andrus, at not-alone.net. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.